Deborah Conway on the line, who's going to be hitting up the Blackwood Rhapsody very, very soon this weekend in Bridgetown. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming to the Southwest. We appreciate you.
That's great. I haven't actually been to Bridgetown before, but I hear it's very beautiful.
No, you're not wrong. It's definitely beautiful. I'm telling you, this event's going to be spectacular. A ton of local talent going to be performing alongside you as well.
Oh, good. Great. Well, I hope we get a chance to see that too.
What can we look forward to seeing you do?
Well, we will we'll definitely be featuring songs from the last record, which was Everybody's Begging, and we didn't get to play that down south the last time we were in WA, but it's a terrific record, and yeah, so that'll feature a lot. Did get a 5-star review in The Australian, which is the first 5-star review of our career, so we weren't the only people that liked it.
Yeah.
We have been writing songs, and January has been dedicated to that, but there's more coming, and we will be recording later this year and releasing a new album next year. That's the cycle. That's what musicians do. We record, write songs, then we record them, then we release them, then we tour them, and then we start all over again.
Of that cycle, which is your favourite part?
Look, I really love the writing part, but I think that, you know, when you've been doing a lot of writing, it's kind of fun to get out there and see what people think of it. So, but recording is also fun. I guess I enjoy all aspects of it, and if I didn't, I probably wouldn't keep going because, it's hard work, and lots of jobs are hard work, but I find it very rewarding.
No, that's great to hear. Now, you're writing alongside with your husband.
Yes.
How's that?
I think we're getting better. We've been together for 27 years doing this.
Mm-hmm.
we get better because we get tougher on each other.
Yeah, okay. That's good. That's kind of what you need,
like,
isn't
the
it?
The thing is, there's not many people that will tell you what they really, really, really think. You know, it's a hard thing to do. And you have to front up and you have to say, I don't think that's good enough. And this is why. And the other person might jack up about that. And, you have to be able to kind of back that up.
As long as it's constructive, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the way you get better at it, because someone cares enough to tell you that you're shit. So, that's a good thing.
No, that is a great thing. Now, you're touring with your husband as well. Willie, how's that?
We have been doing it for, as I said, 27 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a period when I did the Patsy Cline show, and he didn't go on the road then, obviously, because he wasn't in the show. And we did have 3 children under 5, but he did it all with a great sense of humour. But most of the time we do play together. That's what we do. And I think, it's actually difficult for people who do have jobs that where they go away a lot, and they're not in their relationship a lot because they're travelling and they're far from home, that if they're not doing the same thing, I think that does put a great strain on a relationship. People always ask me about, is it difficult to work with your partner, with your life partner? But I actually find that it's much easier to do that because there are so many aspects of our lives that we share, and everything bleeds effortlessly into everything else. And our children have just, the third daughter is now finished school, so we have no more children at school, and I think we both feel pretty freed up and pretty excited about being more indulgent about what we do with our time, both in a work sense and, in a play sense.
Well, looking forward to seeing you performing at Bridgedale on the Blackwood River there in Bridgetown. Thank you so much for sparing some time out of your day.
That's okay, no problem. Thank you very much for having me.
Trends, brands, advertising. Marketing man Barry Urquhart
on Triple M.
And I have the man himself, Barry Urquhart, on the line. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Alan.
Now, I thought today we could talk about, we see it all the time, these big sale signs, these big 50% off, 40% off. And I was thinking, what does it actually mean with these signs in regards to the consumer versus the actual business putting them on? And is it attracting loyal customers? And how actually good is it for their business?
Well, in the final analysis, consumers take pause and say 50 or 60% off, and you're still able to make a profit. I've been a loyal customer all these years paying full retail price. They get annoyed, frustrated and exasperated. No better example than a couple of years ago, just prior to Christmas, Dick Smith was having problems. They had a 60% off across-the-board discount. The number of people going into store actually fell. Profits went out the window, and very quickly it accelerated the liquidation of Dick Smith, which no longer existed in its own right. Mm. It's now a subsidiary of the online retailer Kogan. So that is the sort of thing, is that in the end, the only thing that gets discounted is the integrity and value of the brand, of the company, the product or service, and the application.
So just from that, you're saying that no discounts, surely the customer wouldn't actually want no discounts at all?
All consumers want a great deal, but 63% of consumers would much rather have everyday lower prices. The best example of that is the seven-day petrol cycle. It's artificial, and people get annoyed if they miss by one day the cheapest price because they're now paying 15 to 20 cents per litre premium. Interestingly enough, if they buy it on the cheapest day, they don't feel advantaged. If they're paying it on a premium, they feel aggrieved, annoyed and frustrated, and they are certainly not loyal to the outlet or to the brand. And so the message is, when you are discounting, it's costing you a whole lot more in business, because most businesses listening here today have got fixed and variable costs. When you take a discount of 10%, 100% of that discount comes out of your profit. To compensate for your loss of profit on a 10% discount, where an instance is you've got a 30% gross profit after expenses before tax, you actually have to increase your turnover by a factor of not less than 296%, yes, 296%, to compensate for your loss of profits, because you have to increase your volume of business sufficient that your variable costs are going to go through the roof.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I guess to compare it to a business that I think everyone will be known for kind of harnessing and mentioning the whole slogan of everyday low prices would be somewhere like, say, Coles. So that's probably the better strategy to go about it as?
There's no question about that. And a better example than Coles, because they've only copied it off Walmart. Walmart in America and around the world, it's the biggest trading group in the world, because consumers know no matter what they're going to buy, what brand, when they're going to buy, they're going to get the best deal. And so it comes back to the old adage where I speak at conferences and conventions around the world, speaking to people about doing business development. Always remember, price is what you pay, value is what you get. And value establishes relationships, loyalty, and it's very much a profitable sort of situation for the consumers and for the business.
Let me throw another one at you, Barry. Consistency is key.
Consistency, continuity. Yeah. That's talking about another concept called peace of mind purchasing. When I can pick a brand, a product, or a business and say, that's what I want, and know full well that I'm going to get value, consistency is what it's about. Consistency and continuity are virtues.
Excellent, Barry. Well, thanks for the chat today. That's some great advice there.
Thanks, Alan.
It's the food you grew up with. The food that moulded you. The food that gave you those love handles. It's your Local Eats.
Yes, Danny Drummond's in with me this morning. Yeah, let's talk about this beautiful dish that you've brought in this morning. Oh, my goodness.
What do you reckon, mate?
Well, just looking at it, it is beautiful to look at. And just tasting it,
Alan,
beautiful to taste.
It is the bee's knees, the duck's nuts, the bull's bollocks. This is a humdinger. And out of the cupboard, straight out of the cupboard. Honestly, mate, if you haven't got these ingredients in your cupboard, I'd be very surprised.
I don't know, mate. Don't hold anything.
Some simple things in there like sturgeon, eggs. We've got truffles. No, just kidding. Just kidding. It's cheese. We've done a nachos cheese dip for nachos, or pouring over some beautiful crudités like we've got here. We've got, for the health conscious, we've got some carrot and celery. For the not so health conscious, like myself, we've got corn chips. And our dip is simply made up, like I said, of things out of the cupboard. We've got cheese. We've got sriracha sauce. You haven't got sriracha, Tabasco. Mm-hmm. We've got flour in there. We've got some chili, some garlic. It's just so simple to pull together, and milk. Unbelievable.
I love the presentation of it, where you've just gone and put it in a giant mug, because you know, most of the time you'd pour it on the chips. By the time you go to eat the chips, they're all soggy. This one, help yourself. Just dip when you need a dip.
Absolutely. It is so good. and so easy. So if you're sitting at home, some people drop in, this is the one.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to definitely add that to my repertoire. Now, what's going on at the Wild Boar? I know you've been pretty busy lately. Got a brand new playground up
there. Yeah, we've got a new kids' playground up there, which is going really well. This weekend, we've got Grant Hart coming in to play his tunes, and we're making kiddies balloons on Sunday. So, yeah, happy days up at the Bull, going well.
And seeing that you're in and I can actually ask you about it on air live,
ooh.
I've heard you got a new menu. It's all coming around. What can you say?
I'll give you a couple of tips of what's coming up. We've got the most amazing beef short ribs done in black beer.
Mm-hmm.
We have got bratwurst done with sauerkraut and our own pale ale gravy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few other sneaky ones coming on, a few other ones which I can't go into. And, you know, the reason I can't go into it is because I haven't got any clue what I'm doing. But it'll be on, I'd say, this weekend.
I'm working hard at it.
Yeah, I've got 2 days to get it on. So
you got live music happening. You got brand new menu and a kids' playground as well.
And we're 15 minutes from Bunbury. Get out there. Get into it. Get in amongst it.
I don't know, Aaron, I'm blaming you on this one. Why haven't we gone out yet?
Because we've been everywhere else, Alan. The fall guy.
Do you like smoked food?
Less blaming me. More talk about how good this cheese
is. I love just food, mate. You had me. You know?
Yeah, we're smoking out there too. We're doing smoked brisket, smoked pork. We got it all going on. It's happening.
Yeah, and I'm going to be digging right into this. We'll put the video up tonight. People can check it out, how to make this, and more importantly, how to eat it.
This is the cheesiest thing I've ever tasted.
Watching Aaron eat it, he might need a bit of instructions. I was in the shops yesterday, mate, and I was walking around. I needed a bit of roll-on deodorant. And then I came across this. Now, Lynx is a deodorant, very popular with teenage boys. And when I say popular, they just use the bejesus out of it. That's the smell you get normally when you walk past them. It's either that or borrowed durries or something. But it's normally this is what you get is Lynx. But I didn't know that this particular spray and scent existed. You heard in the past Lynx Africa was a thing. Normally they use some kind of angry word to describe their deodorants.
Yes, like, should be good marketing to teenagers.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Lynx fire, Lynx ice, Lynx aggression.
Lynx anarchy.
Yeah, you know, things like that. I never thought this would be the scent, but Lynx Body Spray Australia.
Australia? What? Okay.
Lynx Body Spray Australia. It turns out they've actually done a whole campaign with it as well. Not here so much, but in New Zealand.
I knew that Darius had a secret, and I swore to myself I would find out what it was. Hey, bro, what's your secret?
What do you mean?
Well, how are you good at everything and smell so great all the time?
Oh, well, it's simple. It's all about the confidence and, this helps too.
Lynx Australia? You've lost it.
Nah, bro. Trust me. Just be yourself.
Yep, that is a real ad. That is not me putting on an accent. That is 100% real.
One of your comedy pieces, bro.
Lynx Australia. So I figured it would give it a bit of a smell. I bought it, but I haven't actually smelt it yet. I'll let you go first.
I thought you were compelled to bite. Oh, of course, I'll go first.
I always like to let you do these first. There you go. I'm just going to pass that to you now.
I don't have to actually put it on, do I? I just have to smell it.
You have to twist it and then...
I don't know how Australian it is.
What does it smell like?
Oh, just like standard, very almost perfumey.
Perfumey.
Yeah, it's too pretty. Don't spray it at the microphone, you nonce.
I'm trying to like get the sound effect of it all, so people would appreciate they're actually spraying something. Yeah, it just smells like it smells like gym. It smells like a gym. I don't know if that's what Australia would smell like.
No, I don't think don't associate that with what the scent of Australia would be. I don't know. I'm thinking.
I was expecting a Bunnings snag.
Yeah, I'm thinking something that's part sunscreen, part Winnie Blue, part salt, part MU export. You know, something that's.
Well, it's far from that. I don't know. It's not bad, but yeah, it just smells like.
I wouldn't call it that good either, Al.
No, I wouldn't call it that either. There you go. Lynx Australia. Do with it what you will.
Throw it in the bin.
Yeah, probably going to do that right now.